poll, public strongly rejects transgenderism despite corporate pride. By Neil Monroe on June 3, 2023. Americans are uniting in broad opposition to the transgender ideology despite a roar of pro-transgenderism rhetoric from Fortune 500 corporations, government officials, and establishment media. 57% of Americans strongly agree that there are only two genders, male and female, according to a May 23 to 24 survey of 1,116 adults by Rasmussen Reports. That is a 14-point jump from 2019, when only 43% of respondents said they strongly think there are only two possible gender identities, man or woman. A poll of 1,100 people by the left-wing Public Religion Research Institute, PRI, found. Similarly, the Rasmussen poll showed that only 10% of Americans strongly disagree with society's recognition of just the two complementary sexes, male and female. But in 2019, a much higher share, 24% of respondents in the PRI poll said they strongly think there is a range of many possible gender identities. The strong views are more important than the somewhat views because they reveal the share of voters who may cast their votes for politicians who agree with them on the issue. The two polls and their questions are different, but they indicate a massive 30-point multi-year public correction in strong views and the return to the normal pre-transgenderism view of human society. The polls help explain why sales of Bud Light dropped by roughly 30% and why the stock price of the Target retail chain lost roughly $10 billion after their status-seeking middle managers wrapped their shareholders' brands around the unpopular transgender ideology. Watch, they're in trouble. Video shows no one at Bud Light stand at Red Sox game. The opposition is so strong that even donor-friendly GOP politicians are willing to speak against corporate donors. I think that most Americans would say, look, adults can do whatever they want in the privacy of their own lives at home, Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, told Fox News. But when you take the power of corporations and ram it down people's throats aimed at children, you're going to have a very visceral reaction, he added. The only remaining supporters of transgenderism are part of the core Democratic base. They include non-ideological people who favor civic equality above other priorities and progressive ideologues who are determined to use government to gut society's constraints on sexual display. But these groups are a small minority. Just 14% of Democrats strongly agree that there are more than two genders, but 47% of Democrats, and 72% of Republicans, strongly agree that there are only two sexes. 12% of women, including 22% younger than 40, strongly favor the multiple genders claim, while just 8% of all men favor that claim. Support for multiple genders is higher among young people, partly because of pressure from teachers and idealistic demands for fairness. But that younger support may crumble as the youth count the many medical threats and civic costs of transgenderist ambitions, especially to lesbians and gay men. Democratic leaders are trying to mobilize this younger and more liberal base by touting themes such as trans kids or attacks on LGBTQ people. But the public's rejection of transgenderism is greatly aided by sometimes amusing and informative social media that has highlighted corporate manipulation, sports scandals, and medical damage to young people. The opposition to the multiple gender claim is also spiking mainstream opposition to the irreversible medical treatment of young people who claim an alternative sexual identity. For example, Rasmussen polls in February 2023 and May 2023 show rising support for the GOP bills that would bar irreversible hormone replacement therapy on young girls and boys. The Rasmussen poll was posted as Fortune 500 companies and federal agencies stepped up their visible support for transgenderism. The ideology says the government should force Americans to validate the sexual claims and identity of other people, regardless of biology, civic consequences, medical threats, or free speech. Transgenderism is a good match for the diversify and rule policies favored by elites. The elites and their progressive deputies already push divisive demands on mass migration, drug tolerance, radical environmentalism, and reduced use of prisons that help distract voters from their declining share of national wealth. Ordinary Americans rationally prefer solid borders, medical caution, and clear civic norms that help them guide themselves and their families through the increasingly chaotic, diversified, and ruthless economy. This means transgenderism is becoming a proxy in a war of wills between ordinary people and the elite street corps of progressive activists. The elite alliance of money and civic ambition has power, especially among younger voters. For example, a Rasmussen poll in December 2021 showed 62% strongly against the two-gender claim, 5 points above the May score of 57% strong opposition. For the moment, GOP politicians at the federal and state levels are siding with voters on most of these non-economic civic issues, including transgenderism. "Don't get involved in politics," Senator Ron Johnson, RY, told corporate executives during an interview on Fox News, adding, "Don't get involved in these social issues. I'm from the private sector. I want businesses to succeed. And the way they succeed is by focusing on their customer service and their products. And that's what they need to do. So hopefully other people learn this lesson. It's pretty amazing it's happened to Bud Light and possibly Target as well. I think corporations should stay out of trying to sexualize our youth with all kinds of bizarre notions," Senator Rand Paul, RTN, told Fox News. "I'm not a big fan of what Target's doing, and you won't see me in Target anytime soon." The mobilized public opposition is pushing corporations back. Daniel Diermeier, a branding expert who is now the chancellor of Vanderbilt University, told New York Magazine, "The last few years have been a bit of an outlier. And there's been enough companies now that have had serious issues, Disney, Walgreens, Target, BlackRock. There's a whole list of them. In some cases, the campaigns against them may have worked. And in some cases, they may have not worked, but I think you will see retrenchment of CEOs taking positions on polarizing issues." Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making the issue a central part of his 2024 run for the presidency. However, GOP politicians continue to zigzag on issues where donors have a strong economic incentive to impose their priorities on the public, such as immigration.